Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service. Throughout this series, you've heard the voice of our Pastor Emeritus, John Ed Matheson, reading our devotionals. This week, we're asking John Ed some questions and following it up each day with a celebration about one of the ministry areas here at Fraser. Today, John Ed answers the question, who is In His Steps for?
I would answer it this way. The In His Steps program is intergenerational. It's for every person at their level. And everybody can find a place to serve. Everybody can find a time to pray. Everybody can make a commitment to attending. And everybody, regardless of how much money you make, can make a financial commitment. And it's as important for children and youth and young adults and mid-adults and the elderly like me. It's not designed for one segment of society. It is designed that every person at their level can plug in and say, Lord, here I am, send me. Now, let me ask a question. Are you going to do children and youth in the In His Steps?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I didn't want to.
Okay. Yeah, no, they're still doing their commitment cards for children and for youth.
Can I say something else then?
Yeah, sure.
It's great that everybody, I remember that children will say, hey, I'm glad I started doing that as a child, and I've continued doing it as a young person and then as an adult. And what's interesting is I'll have pastors at some other place where folks from Fraser moved, and they say, John Ed, I can't believe it. The first Sunday they're there, they'll say, where do I get a commitment card? I said, we ain't never had anybody ask us that, but they were trained at Fraser to, that's what we do. And they thought every church was supposed to be doing it. And I'm just appreciative of this church that is grounded solidly in giving people some vehicle to make a commitment that they can invest their lives.
We're finishing today's devotional by celebrating what God has been doing in our older adult ministry over the past year.
Our Fraser Older Adult Ministries has a little bit of something for everyone, from fellowship and fun to entertainment and adventure, from learning and inspiration to music and worship. Every month on the second Thursday evening, we have our Spirit event. It includes a wonderful catered meal followed by entertainment, which could be a gospel group or a full concert band, an instrumentalist or singers. On fourth Thursday mornings, we have our game day. That includes bridge, bingo with great prizes, and other games as well as lunch. On second and fourth Thursday mornings, we have an art class that includes drawing and painting in oils or acrylics or watercolors. Our Speeders Choir, which is our older adult choir, meets on Tuesday afternoons, and we sing some good old gospel songs as well as seasonal music in 3 and 4 part harmony. We go to assisted living and nursing homes and perform concerts several times a year. On Sunday evenings, we hold a heritage worship service that includes singing, favorite gospel hymns, and a message. On first and third Sunday nights, we have light refreshments. We plan day trips, which include places of local interest and special events, and usually eat at a nice restaurant. We also take overnight and coach bus trips to places like Jekyll Island, Georgia, or St. Augustine, Florida, or to the Biltmore in Asheville, North Carolina. You are invited to join us for any or all of these wonderful older adult activities and ministries. Come and make new friends and enjoy the Christian fellowship of our older adult ministries here at Fraser.